Okay, so this is pretty much what's happened so far. Ross was in love with Rachel since, you know, forever. But every time he tried to tell her, something kind of got in the way. Like cats, Italian guys. And finally, Chandler was like, forget about her. But when Ross was in China on this dig, Chandler let it slip that Ross was in love with Rachel. And she was like, oh my God. So she went to the airport to meet him when he came back. But what she didn't know was, Ross was getting off the plane with another woman. Uh-oh. So that's pretty much everything you need to know. But enough about us. So how have you been? No one told you that was gonna be this way.
This is Julie. Julie, this is Rachel.
Hi. These are aren't for you. These are for you. Welcome to our country. Thank you. I'm from New York.
Well, not a problem. We'll just use them to stop the bleeding.
Okay. Baggage claim.
Okay.
Okay. Well, what? I'm telling you, she went to the airport, and she's going to go for it with Ross.
Oh, my God. This is huge. This is bigger than huge. This is like... All right, what's bigger than huge?
This?
Yes.
Guys, you got your haircut.
Yes, we did, thanks to Vidal Buffet.
Because, you know, if you don't look good, we don't look good.
Oh, I love that voice.
Rachel. Airport. Ross. Not alone. Julie.
Arm around her.
Oh, Cramp.
Okay, I think she's trying to tell us something. Quick, get the verbs. Ow.
You're looking like me. You slowpokes.
That's all right, Rach. We got the bags. Hi, hello. Julie, this is my sister, Monica. This is Chandler.
Hey.
Hey, Phoebe. Hi. Mm-hmm. Joey, what up? Everyone, this is Julie.
Oh.
Hi, but I'm not here. You haven't met me. I'll make a much better first impression tomorrow when I don't have 20 hours of cabin plane on me.
And bus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, with the screaming guy?
And the spitting in
you got to hear this story.
We're on this bus that's easily 200 years old, right?
200 at least.
And this guy... And the chicken poops in her lap!
Sorry. I just gave away the ending, didn't I? Oh, I just heard this story in the cab, and it is all I can think about.
This is amazing. I mean, how did this happen? Well, Ross and I were in grad school together.
Yeah, but we haven't seen each other since then. Well, I land in China. Guess who's in charge of the dig?
Julie! Julie, isn't that great? I mean, isn't that just hit you in the crotch, spit on your neck, fantastic? It's an expression.
We just wanted to say a quick hi, then we're going to go see the baby.
And then we've got to get some sleep.
Yeah, it's really 6 o'clock tomorrow night, our time.
Okay, well, listen, don't tell us what's going to happen, though, because I like to be surprised.
Hey, Rich, can I get some coffee?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Hey, Rich,
can I... Did you talk to him yet?
No.
Then no.
So what the hell happened to you in China? I mean, when last we left you, you were totally in love with, you know...
I know I was, but... There was always this little voice inside that kept saying, it's never going to happen. Move on. You know whose voice that was?
God?
It was you, pal.
Well, maybe it was God doing me.
Look, you were right, okay? She looks at me and sees a friend. That's all. And then I met Julie, and I don't know, we're having a great time. And I have to say, I never would have gone for it with her if it hadn't been for you.
Well, you owe me one, big guy.
Here's your lemonade.
I didn't order lemonade.
Oh. Well, then you better go take that back, because they're going to charge you for that.
But...
Go. Come on. Okay. So, what did you find out?
He said... He said they're having a great time. I'm sorry. But... The silver lining, if you want to see it, is that he made this decision all by himself. Without any outside help whatsoever.
How is that a silver lining?
You have to really want to see it.
Ironically, these are the guys who were picked last in gym.
Steve, you know what I'm thinking?
Oh, okay. It's been so long since you've had sex, you're wondering if they've changed it?
No. Although now that's what I'm thinking.
All right, so what were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking that you gave the guy such great haircuts, I thought maybe you'd like to do mine.
Oh, no.
Why not?
Because I'm incredibly anal and an unbelievable control freak.
No, you're not.
I know I'm not, but you are. And I'm trying to spare your feelings.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Yeah, hold on a sec. Ross, Julie, here.
Hello? Hi.
Hey, anybody know a good tailor?
You need some clothes altered?
No, I'm just looking for a man to draw on me with chalk.
Why don't you go see Frankie? My family's been going to him forever. He did my first suit when I was 15. No, wait. 16. No. Excuse me. 15. All right, when was 1990?
Okay, you have to stop the Q-tip when there's resistance.
Okay, sweetheart, I'll see you later. Okay, bye. What? Oh, that is so sweet. No. No, okay. No, you hang up. No, you... Okay. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Well, you didn't hang up either. Okay, no. No, you hang up. You.
thought you were talking to me.
Rachel. I'll just call her back.
Okay.
I'm sorry, we got disconnected. No,
Okay. How did this happen to me? A week ago, 2 weeks ago, I was fine. Ross was just Ross, just this guy. Now all of a sudden he's Ross. Oh, this really great guy that I can't have.
Sweetie, I wanted you to have him too.
I know you did. I'm just going to deal with it. I got to get out of here.
Okay, I don't care what you guys say. Something's bothering her.
You know, I think I was 16.
Please, just a little bit off the back.
I'm still on no.
Morning.
Hey.
Hey, do you guys think you could close your eyes for just a sec?
No. I'm not falling for that again.
What's going on?
Well, I sort of did a stupid thing last night.
What stupid thing did you do?
Buongiorno a tutti.
Okay, Paolo, why don't you just go get dressed
and you be on your way, okay? Bye-bye.
Rachel, how did this happen?
I don't know. I just kind of ran into him last night.
Where?
At his apartment. Is this juice?
Whoa. And the fact that you dumped him because he hit on Phoebe?
Oh, God, I know. I'm pathetic. I'm a loser.
Honey, you're not pathetic. You're just sad.
Yeah, I mean, people do stupid things when they're upset.
My God, if I had a nickel for every guy I wish I hadn't. About your horrible mistake.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Sorry we're late. We were, there was touching. What are you doing here?
I do Raquel.
He's back.
Yeah, he's back. Is that a problem?
No, not a problem.
Good. Glad it's not a problem. Okay, you're going to have to not touch my ass.
Well, despite the yummy bagels and palpable tension, I've got pants that need to be altered.
Oh, hey, Chandler, when you see Frankie, tell him Joey Tribbiani says hello. He'll know what it means. You sure he's going to be able to crack that code?
You know, it's funny. Last time Paolo was here, my hair was so much shorter and cuter. All right. Okay. But, you have to promise that you will not be all, like, controlly and bossy and all, you know, Monica about it. I promise.
All right, let's see. Now, some of you are going to get cut, and some of you aren't. But I promise, none of you will feel a thing. All right, that's it. I quit.
What? I didn't say anything.
Yeah, but this isn't the face of a person who trusts a person, okay? This is the face of a person who, you know, doesn't trust a person.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Phoebe. It's just, well, just a little shorter than what we had discussed.
Would you relax? I know what I am doing. This is how he wears it.
How, who wears it?
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore is not a he.
Well, he was a he in Arthur and in Den.
That's Dudley Moore. I said I wanted it like Demi Moore.
Oh.
Oh! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I'm sorry!
Which one is Demi Moore?
She's the actress that was in Disclosure, Indecent Proposal, Ghost.
Oh, she's got gorgeous hair.
I know!
How long do you want the cups?
Well, at least as long as I have the pants.
I just got that. Okay. Now we'll do your end scene.
How was she? It's too soon to tell. She's resting, which is a good sign.
How's the hair?
I'm not going to lie to you, Ross. It doesn't look good. I put a clip on one side, which seems to have stopped the curling.
Well, can we see you?
Your hair looks too good. I think it would upset her. Ross, why don't you come on in?
Yeah. Well, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Oh, that bad, huh? Look, Rach, I can sense when women are depressed and vulnerable. It's one of my gifts.
Joey, when I saw him get off that plane with her, I really thought I just hit rock bottom. But today, it's like there's rock bottom, 50 feet of crap, then me.
You gotta tell Ross how you feel.
Come on, how can I just tell him? What about Julie?
What about her? They've only been going out for 2 weeks. Ross has been in love with you for like 10 years.
I don't know. I don't know.
Look, Rach, I've been with my share of women. In fact, I've been with a lot of people's share of women. But the point is, I've never felt about anyone the way Ross felt about you.
Yo, paisan. Can I talk to you for a sec? Your tailor is a very bad man.
Frankie, what are you talking about?
Hey, what's going on?
Joey's tailor took advantage of me.
What?
No way. I've been going to the guy for 12 years.
Hey. Oh, come on. He said he was going to do my inseam, then he ran his hand up my leg, and then there was definite...
What?
Cupping.
That's how they do pits. First they go up one side, they move it over, then they go up the other side, they move it back, and then they do the rear. What? Ross, will you tell him? Isn't that how a tailor measures pants?
Yes, it is. In prison? What's the matter with you?
What? That's not... Oh, my God.
Even Mary Tyler Moore would have been better.
Well, I like it. Yeah, I do. I think it's a 10.
Thank you. My hair is very amused.
Oh, come on, Monica. Things could be worse. I mean, you could get caught between the moon and New York City. I know it's crazy, but it's true.
Thank you.
Well, I gotta go. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye, Rage.
Oh, wait. Are you leaving?
Yeah, that's kind of what I meant by bye.
Well, can I talk to you for a sec?
Okay.
Hey, when the doctor does that hernia test,
that's okay.
What's going on?
Okay, first of all, Paolo and I are not back together. It was just a stupid thing that I did, and if I could go back in time and do it again, well, I wouldn't. Second of all, what?
Okay. Before I say anything, I just need to know, is this one of those things where you break up with a guy, and then I tell you what I think, and then the next day you get back together with the guy, and I look like a complete idiot?
No.
Okay. Well, then I think the guy's scum. I hate him. I mean, I physically hate him. You know? I always have. And you're way too good to be with a guy like that.
Really?
But you deserve to be with someone who appreciates you, you know, and who gets how funny and sweet and amazing and adorable and sexy you are, you know? Someone who wakes up every morning thinking, oh my God, I'm with Rachel. You know, someone who makes you feel good. Like the way I do with Julie. Was there a second of all?
No. I think that was the whole all.
I gotta go. Okay. Okay.
No, I swear to God, Dad. That's not how they measure pants.
I was thinking of doing it a little shorter, you know, like Andy McDowell's new haircut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I could do that.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to do it right now?
Great.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I just want to make really sure this time.
Uh-huh.
Andy McDowell is the girl from Four Weddings and a Funeral, right?
No, that's Roddy McDowell. Andy McDowell is the guy from Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
听力课堂欢迎你，听力课堂欢迎，听啊点儿啊。